那么，那么。
Begin this morning by reading a passage from the Amida Sutra. This is one of the Three Pure Land Sutras, one of the sermons of the Buddha that serves as a basis for our Jodo Shinshu practice of the Nembutsu. Bussetsu Amida Kyo no Jodo Sambukyo no Hitotsu no Ichibu wo itadaite kara hajimaritai to omoimasu. Please join me in Gassho. Gassho wo onegaishimasu. Shariputra, as I now glorify the inconceivable excellences of Buddha Amitayus, there are also in the eastern quarters Buddha Akshobhya, Buddha Meru Divya, Buddha Mahumeru, Buddha Meru Prabhasa, Buddha Manjugosha, and Buddhas as many as the sands of the river Ganges, each of whom, in his own lands, stretches out his long broad tongue that covers 3,000 greater worlds completely, proclaims these truthful worlds. All you sentient beings believe in this sutra that glorifies those inconceivable excellences or merits and that is confirmed and guarded by all the Buddhas. Thus spoke Shakyamuni Buddha. シャクソンは王政になりました。シャーリーホツヨ、私が今阿弥陀仏の不思議な功徳を褒めたたえているように、東方の世界にも、また圧縮微物、趣味層物、大趣味物、趣味鉱物、妙音物など、ガンジス川の砂の数ほどのさまざまな仏方がおられ、それぞれの国に広く節操を示して、世界の隅々にまで阿弥陀仏の優れた徳が真実であることを表し、真心を込めて、そなたたち世の人々よ、この阿弥陀仏の不思議な功徳は褒めたたえて、すべての仏方がお守りくださる今日を信じるがよいと王政に なっていると何万だ仏何万だ仏何万だ仏何万だ仏何万だ仏 Good morning everyone. 皆さんおはようございます。 Thank you for joining us this morning for our Mei Shotsuki Hoyo in which we remember those loved ones who passed over to the other shore in the month of May.皆さんようこそこの5月に往生なさった方を偲ぶ小月法要のご参拝でございます。 Each month we observe these memorial services and we remember in this season at this time of year those loved ones who have already passed over the shore and been welcomed into Amida Buddha's realm of peace and bliss. 毎年毎月このこの月にお浄土に往生の総会を遂げられた方々を偲ぶ正月法要を営みながらこの季節を思い出しますね。その時の亡くなったお浄土に往生した季節を思い出します。 So for me this month of May is a 正月法要 in which I remember both my own grandfather HaroldHanford Hammersland, as well as my father-in-law, Mr. Toshiharu Ichinomiya, who both passed away in this month of May. I recall also this month of May was the first time in which I met my father-in-law. I was living in Japan at the time. My wife and I met in the city of Miyazaki, where we were both living. I was working at the time. My wife was a student. And this is also happens to be the traditional Golden Week season. The last week, the end of April and the beginning of May, consists of a series of Japanese holidays in which people throughout the country have days off, and if you take a couple extra vacation days, then you can stretch out a one-week vacation. That's called Golden Week in Japan. And so this was the time when my wife and I decided that I should go back with her to her hometown to visit her family, to meet her relatives, and to see where she grew up on the island of Tsushima, which is about halfway between Fukuoka and Busan in South Korea. So I recall that, you know, we took a bus from Miyazaki to Fukuoka, and then we boarded a ferry and took the ferry boat and returned to visit her family in their the home where she grew up, that was built by her great-great-grandfather. Her great-great-grandfather had built that home at the start of the 20th century. So it was over 100-year-old traditional Japanese-style home. And I remember arriving at the house, meeting her family members, and wondering, you know, where is her father? Where is, at the time, my girlfriend? Where is my girlfriend's father? And I didn't get to meet him until dinner time. When he came down for dinner, he came down, he very courteously welcomed me and greeted me and ate his dinner. And then as soon as he was finished eating, he went back up to his room, which was upstairs. And I thought, he must really not be too comfortable having me around. And so, you know, the whole visit, I would only see him at mealtimes. He would come down for mealtime, and then after the meal, he would go back up to his room. And so I began to feel that, oh, you know, must be something about me, something I've done, or, you know, maybe he's just not comfortable with me for some reason. So I kept thinking, you know, this is about me. There's something with me. 私が初めて妻のお父さんに会った時には、あの私が妻の実家に行って、あの実家に帰ったら、あのお父さんが食事の時だけに家族と一緒に座って、その他の時は自分の部屋は、あのその2階にあったんですけど、2階に行って自分の部屋に行って、あの食事の時だって降りてきました。で、降りる時は、あの、まあ、私と会話をしていたんですけど、それ以外のところは全然姿は現らないので、あの私が何か悪いことをしたかと思いました。 And I learned later that the reason that he didn't come down was because he was very sick. そして私は後で知ったことは、降りてこなかった理由は、あの病気であったことですね。その時に治療を受けてたんですね。 And I didn't learn specifically what illness it was or how serious it was, but I learned that he was sick, and that's why he wasn't able to come down. And so that for me was a kind of moment of realization. Here I was thinking it's all about me, right? But in reality, he was going out of his way to come down and to show his courtesy. で、私がずっと、じゃあ自分のことばかりを考えて、実は、あの、お父さんが一生懸命、そのおもてなしを示すために、あの、多分もうずっと部屋に行った方が楽だったと思うんですけど、わざわざ降りてきて一緒に食事を食べたのは感心しました。And, as I got to know my wife, my then girlfriend,now my wife better, and we spent more and more time together, you know, gradually it would come up in time to time that he was in and out of the hospital. そして、妻と、まあ、その当時の彼女と付き合う間に、あの入院したり退院したりすることの繰り返しがあったんですね。 And I remember at one point sort of coming to an understandingthat, you know, oh, you know, he needs to rest. It's important for him to rest. そして、まあ、休憩、ゆっくりするのが大切だと私が分かることになりました。However, there was one time when a good friend of mine from Miyazaki, he's a guy from Australia, joined us when we went back to my wife's village, because he loved the beach. He was a surfer, and my wife lived right by the beach, and we had always been telling him how delicious the seafood was.So he said, I want to go too. I want to come along. And so we brought him along. And as we got off the ferry, we were expecting my wife's mother, my mother-in-law, to come and pick us up, but who was there to meet us at the ferry but my wife's father was there. I was so surprised to see him because I figured he should really be resting. But again, he came out because he thought, well, this is a special friend, and he made the effort to come out and meet us.
してまあわざわざ私友達をあの対馬に連れて帰る時にその時にあのお父さんがあの船まで迎えに来てたんですね。
And so and throughout that visit, he would still, although he needed to rest, he would still make a point of coming down and spending time with us.
してあのそこにその対馬訪問の間にずっと降りてきて一緒に時間を過ごしてたんですね。
And so as my wife and I, as our relationship progressed and we got to be more and more serious, I came to the most nervous moment of having to ask for my father-in-law's blessing. And I remember the time he was very ill and wasn't able to go and meet him in person. And so I had to ask him over the phone. Because we were not able to meet in person, and I just remember him saying "Yoroshiku tanomimasu," and he said, "Please take good care of my daughter." And I thought, wow, this is a great honor, and at that moment realized a great responsibility that he was then passing on to me. And at our wedding ceremony, he wasn't able to join us for our wedding.
で、結婚式も病気で一緒に、あの、結婚式の時に来られなかったですね。
And so my wife had prepared a letter that we read at the wedding ceremony, and she read this letter to her father. And I remember as she was reading it, my job was then to interpret the letter, to say the meaning in English to my family members and other English-speaking friends who were there. And as we were reading, she started to cry, and then I started to cry, and then many of her friends started to cry. I remember one of her friends came up to me afterwards, and he said, "Henry, when you started crying, it was all over."
で、妻があの、まず泣いて、そして私がその英語の通訳をするときに、
私も泣き出して、で、その一人の妻の男性の友達が、ヘンリーさんまで泣かなら、もう私もおしまいで泣いてしまったと言ってましたね。 And so at that moment, in the midst of this happy day of our wedding, we also had this feeling of sadness that her father was not there. But neither of us would have had it any other way.
まあ、楽しい、嬉しい結婚式の中に、 お父さんが一緒に来られないことの悲しさもその中に交えたと思います。
And I thought that, we had a Buddhist wedding ceremony, which for many of her family members was the first time they'd ever been to a Buddhist wedding. Buddhist weddings are not very common in Japan.
私たちが仏教の仏前結婚式をしたんですけど、妻の家族はそれで初めて仏前の結婚式を参拝することができてたんですね。
で、あの、まあ、これは、あの、仏教の結婚式はこのもんですね。人生は楽しいことがあって、悲しいこともあるという教えですね。And the Buddhist teaching is that in the midst of our life, we experience joy and happiness, but also sadness. And that these two feelings, I thought, was, well, very sad, and we wish that my father-in-law could have been there. It was meaningful, so meaningful that we were able to recognize this reality, that he was not able to be there, and to share our message of gratitude to him.
そこでお父さんへの感謝の言葉を表すことができました。
A few years later, when it came time for us to return here to the United States, for me to return to the United States, for us to begin our life here, my wife decided to stay back home and help to care for her father while I began my first few months as a minister.
して私が開教師になった時には、私が先にこっちに来て、妻はお父さんの看病するために本に残りました。
So I became a minister on, I was assigned to the Oxnard Buddhist Temple beginning April 1st, 2010. 私は4月の1日、2010年の時に初めて開教師の生活をオクスナード仏教会で始まりました。So for the first month or so, I was there on my own, and I was calling my wife every day, checking in with her, and finding out how her father was doing, and she was at that point caring for him basically full time.
してその間は妻がもうフルタイムでお父さんの看病してましたね。
And she, one morning, late at night actually, it was morning for her, but late at night for me, about 10 p.m., I got a call from her.
お父さんは亡くなった。
Then one night late, I got the call that my father has passed away. And she describes how she was there with him. And the moment that she just stepped out to run an errand, she came home and she returned and he had passed.
で、少しだけ。お買い物を出たら帰ってきたら亡くなったんですね。
And we hear that this is common. Often loved ones will wait until the moment when people step out of the room for that moment to then pass away.
そしてまあこれはよくちょっとだけ一人になった時間にお浄土の往生爽快することあったんですね。
And so, when I received the call, then I very urgently called up my temple board and said, I'm going back to Japan.And they were very understanding and supportive, made all the arrangements, booked my tickets. The next morning, I was on a plane to Japan. I flew. I had to get the cheapest, fastest ticket I could get, so I had a few changes. I arrived late at night in Fukuoka. I took the overnight ferry and arrived early in the morning to Tsushima around this time, in mid-May.The day of my father-in-law's funeral.
そしてその朝に、夜、に飛行機をブックして朝出て日本の夜についてまた夜間のフェリーを乗って朝にお父さんの葬式のお葬式の時のその日の日に着きました。
So as I arrived.At the household, my mother-in-law, who is usually very a little bit reserved, she gave me a big hug. She started crying. Hindi-san, arigato. Thank you for coming. And then immediately, I was ushered into the room where my father-in-law was laying in state in the traditional Japanese way in the home. And they said, you must be tired. Here, why don't you lie down here and have a rest?So in the room where my father's casket was sitting, then I laid down and my wife and my mother-in-law, who'd been up the whole night for the wake service, then we all laid down and slept there. And it was a very intimate experience to be here in this room with my father-in-law, with the traditional Buddhist adornments and the candles burning, getting a few hours rest before the service began.
そして、その館がある部屋に入ってそこでゆっくりしてくださいと言われて妻の母義理の母とお父さんがその部屋にちょっと葬式が始まるに数時間をちょっと休憩して寝たことがありました。
And during the service, during the funeral service, there was this chanting of the Amida Sutra, this passage, a passage that I read from the Amida Sutra at the beginning of my talk. This was also chanted.And so, as I remember that service, I remember these words of the Buddha that in all directions, there are these Buddhas praising and encouraging us to turn our minds toward Amida Buddha, to turn our minds toward this reality of our own passing over to the other shore.
そして、すべてのところにこの仏様があって、この阿弥陀経に書いてあるのは、皆さん、仏様のこの阿弥陀如来、力を信じてお浄土地下の方に人生を向かっていくという言葉がありますね。
So as I remember my father-in-law at this Mei Shotsuki Hoyo Memorial, I also reflect upon this true and profound lesson he taught me, this lesson of impermanence, that from the day I met him, he was already ailing, but in the midst of that,to still practice the kindness and the welcoming. and to teach us this deep lesson that we all one day will pass over to the other shore. Each of you today remember your own loved ones and those who passed over to the other shore, and you remember perhaps the time, what you were doing, what was happening in this month of May at that time, what was going on in your life, what the circumstances of their passing were, your own way of then reflecting upon the impermanence of life. And so each month we return in our minds to that moment and that truth that's taught to us by our loved ones. We recognize that they're still with us today, guiding and supporting us. 毎年この5月に皆さんの忍ぶ方々、その時の人生何があった、何をしてたこと、その感じてたこと、みんながこのお浄土に往生することそれがあるんだということを確信して、それは私たちが本日忍ぶ方々が私たちへのメッセージ、仏様が私たちへのメッセージでございますね。 And this is the message that we receive from the Buddha, that we all one day pass from this world, and yet, as we pass, we're welcomed into this company of many Buddhas, now guiding and supporting us. All these names that we read during our Shotsuki Memorial, also the names of the Buddhas, just as they're read in the Amida Sutra. And so we feel that connection and those true teachers of the Buddha Dharma in our life. そして私たちがこの正月法要の名簿を読むように阿弥陀経の中に様々な仏様の前が呼ばれて、私たちもこういう出会いがあった、こういうありがたいお浄土への導きがあるということですね。 And we express our joy and appreciation in these words, Namo Amida Butsu. そして感謝の心が Namo Amida Butsu で表しています。 So I'll conclude my reflection. I invite you to join me in 合唱。では合唱して終わりますと。
Namo Amida Butsu. 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 Namo Amida Butsu.